Now, let's think through this together. You know that our focus is happy brain, okay? I mean, what we want to get to is the happy summer, but we want to get there by having a happy brain. And so far, a lot of what we've talked about has had to do with chemicals. We've talked about serotonin. We've talked about endorphins. We've talked about dopamine. Why do you suppose it's a good idea to avoid summer flings, that sexual escapade, that sexual rendezvous, that sexual relationship that is intended to last only during the summer? Listen to this. A summer fling feels good because your oxytocin surges. But here's the thing. When the surge is over, you end up feeling bad. Yes. Oxytocin, as I've shared with you before, the way our Creator made us when we're engaged sexually, all things being equal, there are no abnormalities, no disorders in play. When we're engaged sexually, oxytocin is going to be released. Our Creator made us that way because the intention was that we would be committed to one person and that one person would be committed to us, so that when we engaged in sexual intercourse, it would be only with that person with whom we share that mutual commitment, so that when the oxytocin flowed, it would flow only when we were with that person and sexually engaged. Only when, because it's not that the oxytocin would just, the brain would say, nope, I'm not releasing any oxytocin now, simply because we're having sex with someone other than the person we're supposed to be committed to. It's not that the oxytocin won't flow because the person who's supposed to be committed to us is having sex with someone else. Nope. As I've shared with you before, that oxytocin is going to flow regardless. Barring any abnormalities or disorders, that oxytocin is going to flow when we are engaged sexually, whether it's with someone we should be committed to or whether it's with someone we should not be committed to. The oxytocin is going to flow. The intention was that we would be so committed to each other that the only time we had sex is when we were with each other having sex. And for that reason, each time the oxytocin would flow, it would be flowing in the context of sexual engagement with the person with which we were mutually committed, and that person only. So that the bond that we share would grow stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. But of course, we know that, you know, in the real world, unfortunately, a lot of people choose not to wait. And unfortunately, I think this is even worse. Even when they get married, they choose not to be loyal to each other. Either one of them chooses to be unfaithful, or in some cases, both partners choose to be unfaithful. And so they have oxytocin flowing between them and someone else. And it messes up the sexual life. Messes it up. Have that summer fling. It's exciting. The oxytocin surges, but then it stops once the experience is over and you can start feeling bad. Well, you can enjoy a steady stream of oxytocin instead of the peaks and valleys when you know how the chemical works. Oxytocin is stimulated by social trust. And here's the thing. Trust and touch go together in the state of nature, because any creature close enough to touch you is close enough to hurt you. Each time you enjoy reciprocal trust, you show that person that you are worthy of their trust, and they show you that they are worthy of your trust. Each time you enjoy reciprocal trust, neurons connect that help turn on your oxytocin in similar future circumstances. How many of you suppose that maybe part of the reason that you have a difficult time having a truly satisfying sexual relationship with your spouse, it's because you messed yourself up so badly by having bonded so mightily to someone else, whether that person came along before you joined with the person you married or after, or before and after you joined with the person you ended up marrying. How many of you have messed yourselves up so tremendously by having bonded neurologically and chemically to someone else or to other people? Maybe not just one individual, but you trained yourself to bond powerfully whenever you were in relationships you should not have been in, whether you were committing adultery, whether you were having sex with someone else's spouse, whether you were having sex with someone else who's single, and you had a number of partners before you got married. How many of you have found that your previous sex life has messed you up so badly that you can't truly enjoy your married sex life? Each time you enjoy reciprocal trust, neurons connect. What happens when you have sex with someone who you don't particularly trust? What happens with your neurons then? Each time you enjoy reciprocal trust, where both of you not only trust each other, but each of you is worthy of the other's trust, neurons connect that help turn on your oxytocin when those similar circumstances come up in the future, when you are with that same person getting ready to share intimately in the future. So instead of going for those flings, and not just summer flings either, some of you may look forward to a weekend excursion where you can get with the person you really want to be with, and your oxytocin is just sky high. And you get back home and you're down. You're just messing yourself up. Focus on building trust, and your brain will reward you with a feeling of being safe. And I'm telling you, men and women need to feel safe. So instead of going for the flings, be mature, be wise. Be disciplined. Focus on building that constant flow, that constant steady stream. I don't mean all the time it's all about sex every day, all day. I don't mean that. But a steady stream of oxytocin where once a week, twice a week, three times a month, you're getting together sexually with the right person, the one you're committed to. You two are getting together with each other only. So that each of you feels safe in the relationship. Get that those neuronal connections working the way they should so that the oxytocin flows the way it should. And then here's the last one. Well, I'll tell you what I do. I'll give you the last one in just a minute.